Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Orlando Jones is in studio tonight.
Addiction medical specialist.
Always good to see Orlando.
They're working with him for
Jones.
Years.
Yeah,
here, help me out.
Working
together. That's been very helpful.
I'm a fan of Orlando Jones.
Well, I'm a fan of Adam, Dr. Drew.
Or whatever your name is, Adam. You can get the guy with the Manchester shirt.
I like, Alan and,
The other guy.
Orlando, we knew from many seasons ago on Mad TV,
yeah.
And then went. Now, was it Mad TV to 7-Up to movie fame?
No, it was Mad TV to movie to 7-Up in the middle back to movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I was six movies in when 7-Up happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
I loved Drumline, by the way.
Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, that was fun though.
That was really, I don't know, you're doing a little against type, I mean, at least for your other characters in most of your movies, but it was a movie that it didn't try that hard, I mean, it didn't get caught trying. Mm-hmm. It was nice, it was sort of it was like the Black Election. It was just a nice school movie, and it got you caught up in it, even though you could have driven past that college a million times, never even turned your head to see what was going on the field.
Right? Yeah, I felt like it was something that hadn't been done before,
right.
So you know, which I think was really the key for me anyway.
Yeah, you know what, and it strikes me, too, that you can get people as involved in your plot as you get them involved. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to be a meteor heading toward the planet.
No. But,
you know what I mean?
In fact, it's more...
It's easier
when it's a unique environment
that's
that
you...
That's
what movies miss out on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, movies about the human condition. What a shocking concept. Mm-hmm. And not us killing each other and aliens.
About something real, God forbid.
But I'm just talking about in scale.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a guy at an all-black college doing a drum competition, and you can get as into that as you do the Olympics or the seventh game of the World Series,
right.
If it's shot right.
In a way, you have a little bit of an edge because it's unique, so it's always novel. You're always
yeah,
always.
Right. And the core story is really just about integrity and the battle that we all go through to try and have it.
And so. Love and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
all right, Drew. Come on, buddy.
Love is always a part of it.
Father of the Pride is the new project Orlando's working on Tuesday nights and NBC at 9 o'clock. And,
have you watched that?
Voice? No. Just see the promos.
I've T-Bowed and watched it. It's
fun. Oh, yeah?
It's very fun.
I hear it's really good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Drew, don't put me on the spot that way.
No, I'm just asking. I thought you had, and I will speak on your behalf, because you're not too good with the TiVo unless it's the History Channel.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my wife TiVo is Father of the Pride.
Oh, does she really?
I'm going to watch it
cool.
This Tuesday.
It's funny.
I've heard good things.
Yeah. Who plays the old lion?
Carl Reiner.
Is that Carl Reiner?
Carl Reiner. It's
He really sounds old.
You know, Carl Reiner is amazing. I mean, he's obviously like an icon,
yes.
Sort of in the business. But yeah, it's John Goodman, Cheryl Hines, who of course is on Curb Your Enthusiasm,
right.
And Carl Reiner and myself. But it's a lot of fun, the show. I think we really get to do stuff that, you know, people haven't done before on TV in a long time.
VO work, the voiceover work, that is a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. Well, it's not money in the bank at the very beginning.
But it's easy still.
It's still easy, and then if you can get something going like The Simpsons.
Well, explain to people what you mean by VO.
Voiceover. I said voiceover after I said VO.
Okay.
No, I'm not too hip for the
It's room. A lot of fun. You stand in a room by yourself and record.
Was there any nervousness about Siegfried and Roy?
Not a lot, I don't think, because, you know, we started long before a little
obviously,
that happened.
That's the point. Once that happened, people go, oh, now how are we going to sell this?
I don't think particularly, because I think that this show isn't necessarily about Siegfried and Roy as much as it is about the animals that they rescue.
Not only that, Siegfried and Roy represent, they're like not Siegfried and Roy. They're Siegfried and Roy. They're symbols of themselves. They're not even themselves.
They're magicians, magic.
Every gay man, whoever.
Who collected animals.
Donned a cod piece. Yeah. Yeah.
Diamond cod piece.
Trimmed his beard and collected animals. Yes, yes.
Yeah, but no, I am with Drew because I remember thinking, I mean, here's an act that's been around for 35 years, mm-hmm. And then, at, you know, 4 months after you guys go into production, pow, a line turns on one of them. And I remember hearing there is a show that's coming out. Right. Would it be weird? And strangely, not been that weird.
No, I think primarily because they're involved and also really wanted it to continue because right. their legacy at this point is sort of living on through this show.
I was going to say even less than weird because people are sort of gratified at them living on whole, right. as we like to yeah. think of them.
Right. Yeah. Well, it seems like Roy's coming back a little.
Yeah, he's been in great
Drew,
health, actually.
You know, Drew, go put a pox on the world, would you? The world's crappiest doctor.
I just have to, I'm trying to be a voice of reality in the media spin world where it's, oh, he'll be running track next week.
No. They're not saying that. I'm saying you were saying how grave it was when it happened, and they're doing interviews with the guy now. He's progressing. I don't know if he's going to be even a shell of what he was before, but he's not hooked up to a tube.
No, he's not. Half his body doesn't work.
Yeah, all right, but he's progressing. I mean, he's not what he was. He's better than he was 8 months ago.
Yes.
And seems to be able to, he'll be able to cobble together some form of a life. It's not,
yes.
not going to
be absolutely.
A bunch of, you know, put the Salisbury steak in the blender. You know,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
No, he's not going to be a vegetable.
And absolutely. He's managed to put a hit television show on the air. Yeah, I'm proud
right.
of the guy.
No, absolutely. That is correct.
Orlando's got a gig. I mean, it's all good, Drew.
No, I'm, you know, God bless him. I'm not fighting or not trying to encourage him. I'm trying to fight media and their,
yeah,
you know.
They go
I don't disagree with you. I mean, I remember when it happened, everybody talking about how he was going to progress so rapidly. And, you know, that was.
Dancing, a tap dance.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
No way.
The show isn't going
stroke,
to be back up next
Stroke
year.
Means your brain is gone. That part of your brain is just gone.
Really?
So that part of your body not going to work. That part of your thinking is not going to work. It's just not going to work.
Right.
So you have to compensate. You have to learn all kinds of ways to compensate. But that's a different thing than everything coming back on again.
Right. right.
Yeah, so that's
how about the guys who shot at the gate and yelled like fag like last week?
What?
You didn't
was
hear
that
about
last
that?
Week?
Maybe
about
the,
that.
Maybe the week before.
I think it was, yeah.
Somebody
it was,
drove
it was
by
a minute
and
ago.
Shot.
Yeah, somebody drove by. I mean, who? I don't know if it's determined that they were that's really sad. Directing
well,
it.
Well, there was a, yes, they were labeling it a hate crime because somebody yelled
that's what
something.
It is.
By the way, whenever you fire at anyone, you yell fag. So it could have just been an ugly coincidence.
True.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like
I had no idea.
Guys in Vietnam were yelling fag while they were firing M16s. and guys at Rice Paddy's. Like, you just yell fag when you start spraying bullets. It's not.
It speaks volumes about that or something.
Well, I'm just
male,
saying, people don't. They don't understand that.
The impulse.
You
yeah.
say that as if you've done it before. You're an aficionado on what to say after shooting.
You yell fag, and you just. You empty a whole clip. Also, they do one of those things like, here's the whole thing. If I was that big living in a town that small, I wouldn't have the huge initials on the gate.
You mean, you, small as Vegas?
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a town where it's not exactly
things.
Los Angeles,
yeah, you
know, or New York City.
But when
I
you
mean,
have half the animal kingdom at your command, I
well,
mean, when you
true.
Say Sikkim, you know it's going down.
That's
like
true.
Like a dog chasing you,
it's
know what
true.
I mean?
Like, who the hell? How much crack do you got to be on to hop the wall over at Siegfried and Roy's place and try to steal their stereo?
Exactly. Sarmody, get them. Blixen.
Pasha, Sarmody, Blixen, Donner, Dixon, get them.
It's <That'd
be>
over.
Awesome. Yeah, I bet nobody's. Oh, they got to have like the world's most nervous pool guy. You know, like the pool man is like Batashu, Tarzanic, and Tamoshu. But this time, the door shut. The thing slid shut, right? Because
yeah.
last time I had to go in the pool. You know?
Hey,
okay.
You throw the mail over the fence and run.
It's got to totally be freaky for guys who work. I mean, you got to have a gardener. You got to have a pool man. You got to have all these guys. And you got these guys. They're, you know, Siegfried. They're wearing like the banana hammocks and they're running around. They're riding the tigers and stuff. You got to just be thoroughly freaked out.
I didn't need that image.
But when I was a carpenter, I'd go over to someone's house and they had like a mean dog. It was tense. It was like,
sure.
Okay, the dog's in the kitchen, so come around the back,
yeah.
but make sure the gate closes or the dog will.
Dog,
and it was kind of weird, you
yeah.
know. Couldn't imagine 800, you know, 15 800 pound tigers roaming around. You get, yeah. you're turning your back to them. You're got the pool net out, huh? Freaky,
excellent.
Yes.
Yes, freaky.
And then the gardener has to clean up tiger crap. And I'm saying, I got a 60-pound dog that lets a frisbee-sized load go. I mean, this is an 800-pound.
Frisbee-sized, wow, that's hefty. What kind of dog is that?
It's a Shih Tzu.
Okay.
Strangely enough.
I tried to get it set up.
I was waiting on you.
Jesus.
Took
me a minute. No, it's a small lab, but it lets, it, you know, it's sizable, yeah. you know, sizable droppings. I'm just saying it's not 800 pounds.
Maybe a tiger's like a squirrel, though. You ever seen a tiger crab?
Oh, so fun. No, but seriously, tiger, 800 pounds, got a crate. Like, what did he eat? What did he eat for lunch? A pig?
Yeah, protein does not make small crabs.
The Duke's got to be, I mean, you know.
Hey, man, it's the animal kingdom. He ate like an antelope for lunch, you know, impala for dinner.
So it's like you're pushing your mower through Siegfried and Roy's backyard, and you run into one of those things. It's just an S storm. Poof, just brown out. You know, true. Am I right?
I'm just thinking about the trouble I have in maintaining our grass for our little 40-pound dogs.
Yeah,
big brown spots.
Who's cleaning that tiger Duke up?
There's got to be
a staff,
dedicated staff to each animal.
You know, like what you would find at a zoo or any animal reserve.
Well, I have seen rhinos crap. I've seen rhinos ass. Rhinos take serious ass.
Oh, nothing.
I've seen that. They let loose wherever.
Nothing better, by the way, than hippo flop underwater. Immediately the water just goes poof.
Not familiar.
It's like
with
a
that.
Squid.
Hippo flop underwater.
Seen it at the zoo.
Nice.
Just a head sticking out. Yeah. The water was clear, and then pow.
Oh, that's
right
that's
out of the back there. Huh?
That's an adolescent dream.
Yeah.
Right? That's
awesome.
That's when you really struck Peter in your
awesome
adolescence.
Do they yell fag afterwards? Is my question.
They fire shot.
Fag!
Kara?
Kara? I get better
Kara?
Run.
Kara, please.
What's going on there? You're 18.
Kara.
I beg your pardon.
Okay. Thanks for correcting me, by the way, Drew. I had a 50-50
chance.
Well, no,
she said Kara first and didn't answer, so I, took a chance.
Okay.
What's up, baby doll?
You know that sex show that comes on, like Oxygen with that old woman, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. My friend said she was watching that, and she heard something about guys having, like, an A spot. You know how, like, girls have a G spot?
Yeah, that's total unadulterated BS.
What's the A spot?
It's going to be something in the anus, I'm sure.
Oh. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm going to let you guys feel that one.
That is why these shows are dangerous, when people who don't have experience are giving advice about things they really don't understand. There are a few men walking the planet who do like that stimulation back there. They will let you know it.
But
do
you
know any of them?
You don't have a spot.
Never met that guy.
Well, come on. Name names.
Siegfried.
Name
names.
Never met that guy.
Whatever the tiger's name is.
Never
one
met,
of them is
gay. But there are those guys around, but they are rare. I mean rare.
All
and
right.
If you start, I'm just
me
tired.
Me thou protest
no,
too much.
No, no,
that's
no.
All
I'm just
I'm
tired.
Saying.
I'm tired of this preoccupation with nonsense.
You're the only guy on the planet who's allowed to talk about love, aren't you, Drew?
No. Uh-huh. No.
Interesting.
No, she can, no.
How do you even ask for that is what I'm trying to figure. Look here, baby, this might sound strange, but could you take your index finger?
No, you don't.
Touch my A spot.
She said the index finger, like the two fingers, you're supposed to go up a little bit.
Kara, forget it. You do that to a guy and he'll like bite you or sock you.
I don't know. She sounds like she already
Most
tried.
Guys.
Kara, have you tried this already?
No, that's what she said, and she jokes.
All right. Look, here's the reason why we don't have to explore any further than sex, because that's good enough
right,
for guys.
For men, yes.
It's no use. It's like saying, look, here's a Game Boy to play on the roller coaster. It's like, I'm going to enjoy this roller coaster. Here, use the Game Boy. And it's like, I don't want it. That's distracting.
If you need some sort of crazy stimulation in addition to sex, it means you're a trauma survivor.
Yeah, you're sending mixed messages. And you're flip-flopping.
But usually, the flip-flop is there, but usually the trauma survivor will need, like, something like out of doors or voyeurism or something crazy. But that's a dysfunction. That's
right.
A problem. You're dressing up in a diaper or something weird. Crazy stuff. And yeah, fine. God bless you. You want to do that. That's fine. But that's not, every guy's got this AIDS. No.
Well, here's what the popular wisdom is. There's a part in a man that the man doesn't know about. If you could just get at it with, like, a number two pencil,
he
would explode
it.
with passion, like some sort of, secret button that you're going to push.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me. It ain't there.
Here's the if you really want a guy to
let us bang one of your friends.
That's another woman.
There
that's the only thing
there
that's
you
it. Thank you very much.
That's real
you.
Right
really
there.
Want to turn us on?
That's real.
Yeah.
I'm with that. Yeah, okay.
And we don't mean a threesome, just another
no,
woman.
No, my A spot, it's in the vagina of your college roommates.
Right.
Yeah. That's where my A spot is.
And then women go, no. They don't want to hear that.
They don't want to hear
that. They wanna think in terms of there being a spot they're trying to find on themselves because things no, guys have no spots.
No.
It just works just fine. It's all single flavor.
Yeah. You want to do something nice, though, I'll tell you. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, good, simple, whatever. Mm-hmm. Put a porn on, and we'll get on with the porn on.
You know what else?
That's
I think,
one of those
here's the other
easy
thing.
Guy
things. Here's the other thing. It's even easier. actually be excited about having sex with your partner.
Yeah, fake.
Whoa, that's
yeah.
a crazy
you,
idea
yeah,
right
fake,
there.
Fake,
no, but
see
be,
if you can fake
be
that.
Turned on.
Yeah.
You being turned on.
I mean, yeah,
okay.
act turned on. Fake being turned
whatever,
on.
Act or be. Whatever. That's.
I only know it as acting. Yeah, there you go. Show a little enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
That'd be nice.
That's
all
what
right.
I'm talking about.
But four finger up the rectum, that's
no,
enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's
right.
roundhouse.
That's out of bounds. That's a step too far. Yeah.
That's right.
That's R. Kelly right there. He was the guy who went a step too far. Let's get a bunch of girls. Oh, great. Some of them 13. Whoa, pause. That's,
right.
That's too far. Step too
it's
far.
Too far.
Yeah, Sarah, 21. Too
still,
far.
Still never done any time, has he?
No, not
all
at
all. All right. Wait till the chicks are in the hit menopause before he actually does any community service.
That's when we'll
service.
Prosecute.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Hello.
21.
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
Basically, my boyfriend and I, like, we haven't been as close as we used to be. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know, like, if you guys had any advice for me, like, emotionally and sexually.
Why don't you break up?
Yeah,
break up.
He tells me he loves me and he wants to marry me. Like constantly, but then when it comes to like actually like like he used to spend the night at my house like every night, and now he hardly does, probably like two nights a week. I don't know.
And what does he tell you the reason for that? Does he give you a reason for that?
Well, he works at night, and so I don't know. So, it just seems like when I try to be like emotionally in our relationship, that he keeps pushing it away. And we have
maybe he's one of these people that can't tolerate intimacy. Is he a trauma survivor? Was he abandoned when he was growing up, or anything like that?
I don't think he was abandoned, but he I don't know. Things seem to be going like really good, and then once we get like really close, I don't know. We used to have sex like at least once.
Hold on a second. See, our listeners are callers, actually. They're sort of like...
listeners are different than callers.
Yeah. Oh, I pray they are.
I
pray they are.
They must be.
I'm not going outside tonight. You understand? I'm not going to get my car. They're sort of... our callers are like my dog when I put them in the pool and just hang on to them.
They just keep going. Paddle.
And then once in a while you grab them and you sort of cradle them a little.
Keep going.
And it's sort of like...
Heading for the side.
So now, is this guy... had any trauma in his life? I don't know, but we don't have sex like we would. You know, and you can keep asking whatever questions you're trying to, and
she
you just
reiterate.
Just keep reiterating.
I took the high road there, you know.
Not having sex.
The only things I could think of were just too straightforward.
But what's the strategy, by the way, of telling a doctor the exact same thing you've told him three times for a fourth time when he asks another question?
I know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know.
Well, at your patients,
apparently,
would you?
She thought you didn't understand. She needed to reiterate. That's
no,
all that was.
Right, she's Sarah. In her. She's not listening.
Something's going on. Now, how long have you two been going out?
About 9 months.
All right. All right. This thing's probably coasting to a stop.
Well, how old is he?
30.
And she's 21.
Too old for you.
Well, but 30 and 21 is not the kind of thing that usually sort of coasts a shop in 9 months, particularly with the guy saying, I'm going to love you, I'm going to marry you.
No.
But it is the kind of thing where a guy at around 6 months gets so close, if he has difficulty tolerating intimacy, it's a problem. Is he extra close with his mom?
Not too close, but they're...
We don't have sex.
we used to.
I understand. Right, that's right. Because he's one of these
hold
people.
Hold on.
Write that down.
Does have sex exactly how they used to?
Not like they used to. They did, and now not like they used to.
So it's the same as it was?
No, but not like they used to.
Not like
so
less. Well, before it was five times, it was six times. Now it's two times.
No, now it's different. Now it's different.
It was different. Now it's the same.
Yeah. It's nay on the rhetoric, K. He's poking someone else, may.
It's different. Okay. Keep going, Sarah.
But, Sarah, look, there are people on this earth that you seem not to really sort of be tuned in to understand that when they become close intimately,
like
they
citizens.
Pull back.
Yeah,
it's a very common thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a good thing. It's an unhealthy thing. Mm-hmm. But there are lots of people that can have sex with somebody new.
Right.
But once intimacy develops, then it's like, whoa, this is too uncomfortable.
Okay. I'm just saying, Sarah, listen. If you got
I'm
a 30-year-old,
really independent.
He's independent. Yeah. Okay.
What is he?
Things
are
Adam, different than it used to be. He's
different.
Independent.
He's
different.
Independent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, here's the thing. If you show me a 30-year-old guy who hooks up with a 21-year-old chick and starts not
losing
coming around after about 6 months, I'll show you guys starting to head out Sure, Orlando Jones.
It means something.
It means something. He raised his hand. I don't know what he wanted.
No, it means something.
That was something else I was thinking of.
But we're going to assume he's not a sociopath, and we're going to assume when he says, I love you, I want to marry you, he kind of means that.
At the time.
Yeah, I'm assuming that he just doesn't want her to go off and poke somebody else, so he tells her what he thinks she wants to hear at the time.
That's true, too.
Bad guy. All right, he's either a bad guy or a guy that can't tolerate a relationship.
Exactly. Either way, she deserves better.
All right. Wait a second. So, Sarah.
Yeah.
You live alone?
Yes.
Okay, so what do? You strip?
No. I am a student, and I have a part-time job.
All right, let's see. Junior college?
You're in, buddy.
No, I go to San Marcos.
San Marcos?
How's that?
She goes to school in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
She's calling from San Diego.
She goes over the border.
Takes a bus. It's a small, it's a community college in Tijuana.
Well,
the donkey actually teaches the science and humanities.
It's a burro. I beg your pardon.
The burro. The basketball stadium is a van. And auditorium is a dumpster. It's got one side missing, so you can get in there. Yeah, it's tough.
Oh, poor
Sarah. Great business school.
Great. People come from as
all over Chihuahua.
Come from as far as
Ixtapa,
Chihuahua, mm-hmm. and Mexicali. Actually, attend their
great
business school.
Law school, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So,
listen, Sarah, we're making fun of you because you're sort of stuck. You're not listening. Anyway, you're not listening. And the fact is, this guy's either not a good guy, a difficult, like the guy, a manipulative guy who's controlling you with sort of "I love you" stuff, or he's a guy who says that and means it but can't tolerate it.
In either respect,
Orlando's right. You do deserve better.
All right, that's right. You're 21, baby. Yeah. Top of the world.
Got your whole life ahead of you.
We'll take a little break
with our law degree from Chihuahua.
Orlando Jones here tonight.
San Marco.
From Father of the Pride, 9 o'clock on NBC, Tuesday nights. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Is that me or the mic? I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Orlando Jones in studio tonight.
I'll let you, boy.
Orlando can be found on Father of the Pride, Tuesday nights, NBC, 9 o'clock. And now it's time to play a little something we call Germany or Florida. Dave Navarro, by the way, in here tomorrow night. And then, Jeff Probst from Survivor.
Oh, that's hot.
And Sarah
I know
Rue.
Jeff. He's a good guy.
Good guy, yeah. Looks good in that choker.
Yeah, that's a manly, sexy thing, a choker.
He's one of these guys who's just built for the shirts that have the pockets with the little flat button over the top, you know, and the sleeves that roll up.
He looks
and
like
then
he should be permanently on safari.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
He was just built to be on safari.
Yeah. Traveling.
Yeah.
A gentleman traveling.
I'm trying to think of, you know, the sort of the keys to being built for being on safari. You know what you need? You need nice forearms, number one. You need like a little veiny, bulgy forearms because the sleeves are always rolled up, and that's the part of you that's sort of sticking out.
Lean forearms.
Lean forearms.
And the shirt needs to be a small or a medium. Large is extra large.
Yeah,
not too big a differential between the waist and the shoulder.
No, you don't have to. Here's what you need for safari. You don't need a lot of shoulder, back, and chest.
Yeah.
You don't need the big traps or the big delts or the lats. You need a nice forearm and a nice calf, and you need a chiseled chin.
You've thought about this.
I thought about it.
Way too much.
You know why? Because you're going to be wearing that rawhide choker, and if you have like a double chin, the choker just looks like hell.
Yeah, it looks weird.
It's literally choking you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you need nice cleft in your chin, little forearm, and some calf would be nice.
And a tan. You got to throw that in.
You got it. The tan.
Got to have a tan. Like a shark's tooth.
Like a shark's tooth would be nice.
I'm waiting for him to do next year with a loincloth on.
It'd be nice.
You know, his first kill.
He's getting it real. Yeah.
Yeah, then he'd be representing keeping it real.
Germany from Florida was premiered on national television last week.
Yeah, on the Late Late Show when I was hosting that for a few days.
Yeah.
And now it's coming back to its home on radio. Jackie?
Hey.
You're 14? What's up?
Wait. Explain to Orlando how
I forgot.
Works.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Hold on a second, Jackie.
I got going on Jeff Probst. The blood started going to my groin. I'm such a, you know, start talking about the choker. I'm such a survivor.
All right. You're making me
Survivor fan. Big volcano eruption this week on Survivor. Oh, really? By the way.
Are we talking about your pants? Or are we talking about? I'm just trying to be clear.
Survivor. There's going to be some
Survivor.
Okay, there's going to be some magma flowing down my leg when he comes in here. Oh yes.
Walking away.
The yes, Germany or Florida. All bizarre stories. All the macabre. All the occult. All the people
weird
cutting their toes off, frying it up, and eating it.
Violence
comes from either Germany or Florida.
Gotcha.
So we hear the story and then we guess: is it Germany or Florida?
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Jackie.
Okay. An actress was taken to the hospital after a man injured her breasts while trying to cut open her bra with a chainsaw during a rehearsal for a show. It was the worst moment of my life. I thought I was going to die, the woman, who is also a former porn star, told a newspaper. The chainsaw operator said she was lying down during the rehearsal and suddenly bent forward just as he was applying the saw to her bra.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is like an act, like a sideshow act.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take the...
Now, she's got to be huge, otherwise the chainsaw would actually cut her sternum.
Hit the sternum, right.
Yeah, so she's got to be like
big
surface
gal.
Top. Weird.
Big gal.
Macabre.
Big gal.
She was a...
Felt Florida. I felt Florida from
the
girl.
She was in porn, so I... California.
What?
I go Germany.
Going Germany? Drew, what are you saying?
I can't figure it out. Does Germany have weird sideshow porn?
Yeah, I can see Germany having the weird
Florida doesn't have weird shows like that, do they?
I think they do, yeah.
Do they?
I think they do.
I cannot decide.
I'm just not into fat porn, so I have to hope that it was Germany.
But you think she's fat?
She's big. She didn't cut her sternum. I figured she had
maybe
a big
silicone type, you know, Minka-style.
All right, but don't try to talk Orlando out of his
gut. No, I'm just trying to reason this through here.
I'm going Florida. Orlando's going Germany.
I'll go Florida.
I'm going Germany.
It's ironic. That Orlando would go Germany and Adam would go Florida. We need some guy named Helmet who goes Florida here just to sort of equal out the irony.
Yes.
But all right, so what do you got, Drew?
Florida.
Florida. Stop being such a puss and going with me
You're
the time.
Always right. What? Stop being a puss.
All right.
I'm just going with the odds.
All right, Jackie. Drew and I are Florida. Orlando is Germany. Go ahead.
Adam and Drew, you guys are both wrong. It's Germany.
Oh, ha-ha.
We have not been wrong
Drew,
a long time.
Way, you're wrong twice by saying C when she just says Adam and Drew. Do you understand how bad your instincts are?
Oh.
C, you're wrong.
Horrible.
I tell you, smell Germany.
Wow.
I work with Siegfried and Roy, man.
Jones knows.
It makes sense in retrospect. Country, you couldn't get away with dangerous stuff like that.
No, yes, you could.
Chainsaw, getting close to somebody's body with it.
Look.
The liabilities and blah, blah, blah.
No. You can do crazy circus acts. That was like a circus thing. You could do that. I thought about that. But, you know, they do like knife throwing
and stuff like
that.
They've come a long way from the clowns crawling out of that little car.
Yeah, what happened to the lady with the mustache, you know what I mean?
She's got the bra on and she's getting a chainsaw.
Oh, she upgraded that. Okay, well, hey, hats off to her.
Let's take another one. Let's do it again. One more time.
Yeah, let's
try to get
a good one. I like that.
All right, Casey?
Yes?
28, go ahead.
Hi, but really quickly, I just want to say I'm a really big fan. The last time I called in, I was 18, and I'm 28 now, so that's how long I've been listening.
Wow.
Casey.
I know.
Drew was
it's
like
crazy.
55.
Yeah. Okay. Emergency medical technicians summoned to the home of a grossly overweight woman. Had the usual problems removing her, inadequate stretcher and doorways too small. But there was a much more serious concern for the 480-pound woman. She had not budged from her couch in several years, and its covering had become grafted onto her skin, requiring her to be transported while on the couch to the hospital. The couch had to later be surgically removed.
Yeah, I've seen cases like that. They're heard of at the hospital.
Really?
Where the springs get embedded in the back and you find animals living in the people.
No, man, I had that when I was effing a beanbag in high school, but it was
you
different.
You embedded in your prostate?
It wasn't all just... It was messy.
You made a cement.
We had to soak it off.
I see.
It was very uncomfortable.
So
I don't know why my stepmother had to preside over the whole thing.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Very uncomfortable.
Florida. EMT.
Yeah.
I don't think EMT goes Germany to me.
You mean they don't call it EMTs?
I don't
EMTs.
Think they call it, yeah.
Maybe they would translate it that way.
Maybe they would.
All right.
I've heard of these things
on
the U.S.
We're all going Florida. Yeah. Although, 480, I don't believe morbidly obese in Florida. I believe they would call that fit. Yes?
Oh, you're right.
All right. We're going Florida, Casey.
Unanimously Florida?
Yes. Wait.
Yes.
Last answer?
Yes.
Final answer?
I get so nervous.
Would you like any lifelines, anyone?
No. Florida.
Okay, so you're one for one now this evening. It is Florida.
There we go.
All right. Well, I'm one for two, actually, and so is Drew.
Yeah. No, one win, one loss.
Yeah,
one,
I know, but you would call it one for
call it one for two. Two, yes,
one for two. Yeah. One for one would be.
You're one and one, I should say.
That's right. I'm 2-0.
There you go. That's right.
Thanks.
Yeah, Orlando's. Don't ever forget that.
Yeah, yeah. Make that clear.
All right. That's I want to talk to Nicole.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yes, please.
Okay. Some hot lesbian action going up here.
Ooh.
Nicole?
Yeah.
You're 19?
What?
What's up? My son's baseball team played a Santa Margarita team today.
I'm not going to explain that, Drew. You're going to have to explain.
Santa Margarita is where Nicole's calling from.
There
it's
you
part
go.
Of Orange County. Which
there you
is,
go.
Yeah, it's
that's
really
enough.
Southern.
Behind the orange curtain.
You just have to explain that one part, why you're bringing it up.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all right. Maybe in your 25th year of radio, you'll figure that out.
30.
Nicole?
Yeah.
You're 19. You're calling from Santa Margarita.
Yes. Okay, what happened was...
Oh, wait a minute, Nicole.
I got
first
it.
Of all, it's what happened was...
Hold on a second. Didn't you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
You heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Let's keep that about another 20 seconds or so.
No, I got it. I timed it at, it was at 35 or 36, so that means it'll be coming in about
10.
A minute. 7.
Here we go.
107. No, we got a few seconds.
We got 6 seconds.
3, 2, 1, go. Where's the shh? What?
Yeah, maybe it's a 35 second thing.
There it is.
There
all right,
go.
So that was 13.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I gotta pace this now. One went off at 36. The other one off at 113. So that's 47.
Yeah.
Is that 47?
Right, I got to do the math.
Yeah, it's 47.
Okay. That's 47.
Okay, so 47 on to 113. Then is.
But you stopped the clock.
Two.
Oh.
Well, wait a minute.
Jump
no,
five.
This one will work. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, we're all over the place now.
But, Nicole.
Yeah.
We're going to have to
I'd
reset.
Say she got about, there it is.
Okay, there
okay,
it is.
22. It's 22.
Okay.
22, so it'll be...
22. All right.
17 next time, right? No.
I have 36.
Went off at... No, this is a longer one. This is a longer one. This one's 47 seconds. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying this thing...
So this will be 109.
This thing should be 109.
Yeah.
All right, we're just looking at the clock here and trying to pace. That's her smoke alarm, by the way.
That's her. And that's her
I heard it.
That's her low battery. Now get closer to it, would you, Nicole?
Everybody thinks it's a bird.
Yeah, well.
Like, you
those are your stone friends.
Yeah, what kind of people you have visiting? Oh,
yeah.
There it was again. That came early that time.
Yeah, well, no, they don't change.
Uh-oh.
No, there's not two of them.
Oh,
you don't have two of them going off.
No.
What? She was at 22. No, we're 38. We're 30. They're always between 33 and, 40, right?
Okay.
All right. Let's just wait till the next one. This one went right at 2. This one's got to go at 238.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see if we can count this down. Are you there, Nicole?
Yeah.
Are you right underneath your smoke detector?
Yeah, it's right there.
Shh. All right.
But don't talk.
All right.
5, 4, 3, 2...
It just went off.
Second off.
Yeah,
we heard.
We know it just went off.
All right, now here's where the comedy. Hold on a second, Nicole. Now here's where the comedy comes. I'm telling you, Orlando, people live in these houses. The smoke detector is not in the entry hall.
It's probably in her bedroom.
Or the foyer. It is in the master bedroom
or
in their bedroom oftentimes. And the average amount of time the thing has been going off is several months.
3 to 6 months.
Yeah. Now, this thing is over your bed.
Chirping.
It's chirping so audibly that I don't really even need these headphones to hear it. I think if she opened her window, she's in Orange County with a nice offshore breeze, we could hear it. And it is going on month number 5 this way.
Yeah.
And I've said to Drew many times, this would drive a reptile insane. Yes. I mean, do you understand? If you had a pet snake, it would go nuts. Yes. It would eventually just stand up and start call her the C word and then yell, I'm going insane, you see? How about getting a goddamn effing
4 volt.
9 battery, nine you volt, see? Right. Yeah. Don't make me slink to the 7-Eleven and get it myself, you see? Do you realize that? I claim more animal than person if you can sleep in that room.
Yes, yes. On the other hand, the case I've made for you, Adam, the skill that you don't have is that unique ability to screen one's environment. That takes an amazing amount of skill.
But it's an interesting thing that it resides on both ends of the human spectrum. Mm-hmm. The yogis who've found such enlightenment that they could actually light themselves on fire and see no pain.
She's getting closer to
that. And then the borderline junior college tards that call this show.
Yes.
Both at the spectrum of the not noticing anything.
Yes.
Not feeling
no pain.
You know
what that is? That's the amygdala. The amygdala can be pre-wired.
Nicole could walk on flaming sand.
The amygdala screens things out of your nervous system, and it screens out for novelty in the environment. So if you don't hear anything, if you're not able to appreciate novelty, well, you don't hear that beep every few minutes because there's no difference in the beep and the non-beep. So there you go.
Wow,
Nicole. Nicole,
yeah.
I'm impressed. How long has that thing been chirping?
Well, I mean, like when I first moved in here, I don't even notice it anymore because my dad's did that too.
Oh, by the way, hold on.
Oh.
Wow. So her dad's did.
Did you hear Pandora's box?
No. She was born into a house with a chirping smoke detector.
Yeah.
She moved into this house with a chirping smoke
it's
detector.
It's
therefore, in 19 years.
No, we call those legacies. Yeah. She's a prodigy.
Oh, my God.
She's a tardigy.
If you meet another guy who has a beeping smoke detector, marry him right then.
Did you get all that information?
That's the one.
Well, first
let's
off,
find out when she moved
hold
in.
Hold on. This is the coup de grace
This is pay dirt.
This hasn't been going on for 6 weeks.
No.
This was happening when she moved in.
Yes,
and has not been corrected. And by the way, this is another thing I've learned from living with a woman. There's something about women which is if they can't reach it, it ain't getting done. I mean, they stick their hand up, and as high as they can get their hand, that's where it is. There's no concept of getting... Here's why they don't do the smoke detector, because they can't reach the ceiling.
Yeah.
Women do not have the ladder concept at all. Guys, nothing but ladders. Half the guys over 50 die from falling off a ladder.
That's true.
No woman ever dies from falling
off
a ladder.
Right.
What happened? Whenever you talked about one of your dad's friends, well, what happened? He's in the house. He seems so... He's cleaning the gutters.
Fell off the ladder.
Landed on his. He's a vegetable. Oh, I've heard. I got a friend. Guy landed and then like rolled into the pool. They found him.
Ooh.
I mean, guys die on ladders every day.
You're absolutely
no
right.
Woman has ever died on a ladder.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah, you're right.
What they have women firemen. What do? They just sit in the truck.
At 50, they stop.
They can't get above the ladder. No chick will ever go up and get anything off the ceiling. Nicole.
Yeah.
And by the way, they could see a spider. Size of a tarantula just crawling around seeing they just sit there and watch it. They can't do anything.
It doesn't
it's a guy's job. Got to go up there and get it. All right. Nicole,
how long have you been living in that house or that apartment?
For about three or four weeks, about a month.
Three or four weeks. And the thing was chirping when you moved in.
Yeah. I asked my roommate to get it fixed, but she never.
Yeah.
To get it fixed.
Right.
You understand, it doesn't need to be fixed.
It's not broken.
It's working fine.
It's
replace the battery.
The fact that you can hear it means it's working. It's letting you know.
It's telling you the battery's low.
I don't even want it, though, because, like, I smoke in my room. There's no point. It doesn't go off when I smoke.
Yeah.
Right.
Battery's low.
But it's made not to go off for stuff like cigarette smoke, you understand? Otherwise, it'd just be going off all the time.
And by the way, Nicole...
Do you want it going off when you
smoke? Every time we ask a question, we get an explanation.
Yeah. Yeah, how about you get a 9-volt battery and replace it?
That's crazy. Then you got to get a ladder. No. Leave it like it is. Let it be.
I could just stand in the whole entertainment center.
What's that?
Ladder.
What?
You can step on the entertainment center?
Yeah, don't need a ladder.
That's true. Just balance off the TV.
All right.
Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to do with that information?
I don't know.
I don't know what to make of that.
Nicole, we got to take a little break.
All right.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to break the second the thing chirps again, all right?
And then we're actually going to return for your question.
Yeah, okay. Because it's a hot lesbian question.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Is it your roommate? Don't answer that. Don't answer that. Hold that thought.
We're gonna break. You ready, Chris? When you hear the chirp, Orlando Jones in tonight.
I want to hear a very lively outro. Hold on, Nicole, relax.
There it
is. There it goes.
All right. We're out. Hey, everybody. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dave Navarro in here tomorrow night. Orlando Jones in tonight. Father of the Pride, name of his latest project, which is Tuesday nights on NBC at 9 o'clock. All right. When we left off, it's been Nicole's... I'm just going to pop in to see when that smoke alarm chirps again. We're obsessing on her smoke alarm and neglecting her very important question. But quickly on the smoke alarm one more time. I was saying to Orlando during the break, I was saying, you there, Nicole, by the way? Nicole?
Yeah.
There we are.
Okay. You standing by the smoke alarm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sit tight for a second.
There you go.
There we go. I was saying to Orlando during the break, I said, could you imagine if you're designing...
No, put it on hold. We lose the timer then.
I got it. All right. Imagine if you're the company, you're First Alert or Coleman or the company that is actually manufacturing, or you're part of the board that decides the criteria for manufacturing these things. So it's like, well, here's the deal. It's got, 3 years battery life. It has to have such and such a decibel siren and such other criteria. And what if the battery's going low? Well, it's got to be 110 decibel chirp that goes off in no more than 40-second intervals. And people must have been going, oh, that'll send people running to the liquor store to get batteries.
That's the point. That's the idea.
Yeah, this would be impossible to ignore. Yeah,
in fact, could we get into liability from causing people emotional distress. And
Yeah. It's essentially like someone pulling a diesel truck horn every 30 seconds right. in your bedroom. I mean, there's but here's the thing. It's like when they're breeding roach spray, and they said this stuff will kill a rhino.
Right.
But then a few generations later, roaches started thriving on this stuff. We've outbred humans for this. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now we've bred a human that is not bothered by the 120 decibel chirp that goes off every 30 seconds.
It proves my theory that, like, if it happens long enough, Americans can get used to anything.
Right.
Remember when the homeless was like a problem?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that's no longer a problem.
No.
We didn't worry about that. There's a homeless guy who's outside my office, and every day I talk to him like he lives somewhere. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
But the problem is, for 10 years, we were arguing that homeless people were just regular people that ran out of money.
Oh, it was always the same ramp. Oh,
exactly.
This guy was a work for a defense contractor. He was an engineer. He was a metallurgist.
No,
that's not what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We were doing the rap where this guy, he has a family.
Right.
He had a great job. He was working for Northrop until they closed their factory. And then all of a sudden, he smells of Boone's Farm and he defecates in his pants. And he lives. These are drug addicts.
And people with very serious brain
mental
injuries.
Disorders.
Yeah, exactly.
These aren't guys who got laid off over at Grumman and Northrop.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, those people find a way back to work
why must we do that as a society? And I know that's mostly the left wing that does that kind of crap, where this guy's a hardworking family man. After 30 strong years of working for GM, he gets laid off. Pow, he's in the street. And by the way, you got a gig for 30 years, and you get fired on a Monday and a Wednesday. You're living out of your car.
Yeah, that's called
picking
projecting.
Out of a dumpster. You're not doing a good job of financial management.
It's again the BS of the press that they don't ask the right questions,
and they
believe whatever's on the surface, and then they project that under the satellites, and that's the story.
People who are on the street are drug addicts, or they have mental disorders, or both.
Yes.
And I don't know what percentage of them are factory guys that have been laid off, or good God-fearing family men. I'm going way less than 1%.
I don't know what factory there is in Beverly Hills, but I know it's a lot of homeless dudes hanging out.
Yeah, well, the weather's got good climate out here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not mad at them.
All right, so Nicole, got to figure out this question. So Nicole, you got high.
Yeah.
What do you mean you got high? I mean, smoke pot?
We were smoking chronic.
Chronic, all right.
Not confused with the Ibionic.
All right, and you gave oral to your girl roommate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because, she was telling me that she misses this guy who did it so good and whatnot.
Yeah.
And she was like, You should leave because I'm going to, you know, please myself. And I was going to say something, and she was like, what are you going to say? I was like, let me know if you need help. And she's like, all right, go yell at the kids and then come back and then maybe.
Yell at the kids?
Him.
What? Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Go what?
She has two kids. They're like my god kids.
Oh, okay.
Oh, rock on. By the way, my girlfriend's out of town. I'm getting ready to go please myself.
Yeah.
They better hope
just
nothing
to throw
happens.
That out there.
They better hope nothing happens to her.
They don't know anything.
Like, reiterate that, Adam.
I said they better hope nothing happens to her. And by the way, a whole new generation of people immune to the smoke detector chirp. These kids are living in the house?
We're in an apartment.
They're living in the apartment with you?
Yeah.
By the way, the kids were... Well, hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
We are breeding... That's what I'm talking about. We're breeding generations of... You know what's going to happen when... here's the thing. Companies now who manufacture smoke detectors, low battery, a big scissor arm with a boxing glove is going to have to come down and whack you on the head. Because the chirp... You think these kids are going to mind the chirp?
No.
These kids aren't going to be able to go to bed without the chirp. You understand? Like, with these guys in their 30s, they're going to have a smoke detector with a low battery on their nightstand.
Yeah, no, they're going to have smoke detector machines instead of the wave machines. And the rain.
The relaxation sound.
Yeah, the little smoke detector machines.
The sounds of the ocean, the rainforest, and a smoke detector.
We got to take a break.
All right.
Again.
Nicole.
Yeah.
We're never going to get the whole
story. Nicole, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on. This is, by the way, albino white trash activity that's going on here.
This is scary stuff. Scary, scary.
Two kids, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, hold.
They're young.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's much better, Nicole.
Okay, they'll be fine. All right, hold on a second. Oh. And by the way, smoke detector's there to detect smoke so your kids don't burn in a...
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Well, Orlando Jones here tonight. He's both amused and disgusted. We will take a quick break. We'll get right back with Nicole for another hour or so, and then it's going to go into Rodney's show. He's going to talk to her. All right, right after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, Orlando Jones.
Hey, now.
Here tonight.
All right.
9 o'clock, Tuesdays on NBC's, where you can find Father of the Pride. And Dave Navarro in here tomorrow night. He can be found inside Carmen Electra as we speak. But he's going to come in here, and I don't know what he's plugging, but
Carmen Electra.
But we're going to find out tomorrow night. Good guy. We like him.
Yeah.
He's
got nipples, though. Nipple piercings.
Nipple rings.
Yeah, you don't like that. You don't want him watching you.
I don't like... If a guy wants to wear nipple rings because it's his own sort of fetish and he wants to do it with his old lady in the bedroom, whatever, that's fine. I don't like the nipple ring guys when they're strutting around.
With the shirt off.
Shirt off.
Right.
Forcing you to sort of focus.
On their nipples.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. I find it intrusive.
Does it have to be both or either?
One is bad, and then two, though, is not twice as bad as three times as bad.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
The two puts
because it doesn't get anywhere else to look.
Right. Yeah, you can look at the one without them. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's like, I got to focus on his junk. There's nowhere else to look. Yeah. And it's one of these things, too, where as a society, we laid out some rules, and we didn't know that the people were going to do effed up things to themselves. So I was like, well, okay, women can't walk around topless, but now I'm staring at man nipple with the rings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm an atheist, so here's what I get. No boobs and a guy with a bone through his goddamn nose and the nipple rings. And for me, because I'm an atheist and I don't really subscribe to any retarded pie-in-the-sky stuff, it's just flat-out worse. I get nothing now. I get no boob and a dude with a quarter through his nipple. That's what I get.
Quarter?
Yeah, just twisted and shoved through.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Twisted and shoved through.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. And when can we? Here's all I'm saying: is there a place where sort of a normal, you know, right thinking atheist could live, like a place where I could buy a cigarette lighter that I didn't have to use two hands to get lit?
I know,
you know?
A place with two lesbians and a smoke detector.
Oh,
that don't bother.
We're gonna talk to them.
That's right. I'm just suggesting.
I may go hang out.
Yeah,
Nicole.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you went down on your roommate.
Who has two kids, who are what age? What age are the kids?
4 and 7.
Fabulous. And what was it you yelled at them at your roommate's behest?
Oh, she yelled at them.
They were in my room messing up stuff, and I was like, get out.
Right.
Get out so you could go down on their mom.
No, I didn't even think it was going to happen. It was, I don't know why. Like,
yeah, but you sent them out of the bedroom. Where did you send them?
No,
where did they go?
They were in my bedroom. They were in my bedroom. We were in her bedroom.
Well, they could have went to the squash court or the library, wherever. It's a big apartment room. Sure.
Where did they go?
High vaulted ceilings.
The living room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. By themselves.
One of those ladders with the wheels on it.
A 4 to 7 year old unattended alone.
Oh, please. They're fine. They got SpongeBob. They got the TV. They're cool.
Yeah. She taped Father the Pride for them to watch while that was going on. That's all it was.
Just taped that and then taped them to the sofa.
All right. Then what happened?
All right. So you went down on your roommate. She's older, I'm hoping?
Yeah. She's 26.
26.
All right. Good age.
All right. And where's the father of these children?
They actually had two separate fathers. One's in Miami, and the other one's, he's around here.
Okay.
I don't know.
One's in Florida. That's a shocking revelation.
It is shocking that first these were sired by two different men.
Yes, shocking.
And B, I'm now flabbergasted that one of them resides in Dade County somewhere. I am flabbergasted. All right, so just when you think you know people, Drew, pow, you get blindsided.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm. All right, I would have thought for sure it was one guy and he was in Israel.
Yeah.
Two guys.
Marin County.
One of them's in Florida.
Marin.
Cannot believe it.
I'm so glad you're not black.
Nicole?
Yeah.
Me too.
All right, so anyway, what's the deal? What's happening?
Okay.
All right, so you went down on her.
What's the question?
I want to know how to be around her because, like, lately, like, she won't even look at me. Like, we talk, but she doesn't want to talk to me. She doesn't want to be around me.
Are you a lesbian?
Yeah.
Hey, are you in love with her?
No.
All
right. I think she's cute. Like, she's really pretty, but that's it.
Wow, that one scared me. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you have a joke with her about it? I mean, do you think she wants to do more of it?
No.
I wish.
I think she's uncomfortable. But that,
listen, I see.
It's why you don't violate boundaries with people that you have to live with. There are certain.
Oh, I know. Somebody said the exact same thing.
All right. Well, listen. Try to restore the boundaries and make it clear to her. I'm not going to ask any more of you. We all want things the way it was before. Listen, we have to live together in this house. Let's agree we're not going to do this anymore. And you have to agree to that. Clearly, your girlfriend or your roommate has got very poor and porous boundaries, and she's somebody who sort of can't say no to things.
Yeah.
And that's one of those people that's easily persuaded and easily manipulated. Right. You got to lay off.
So try to convince her not to crap out any more kids, for the love of Christ. Would you please?
Okay.
Is her man back in town?
She doesn't really see them.
Like,
she doesn't really hang out with them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's not the father of any of the kids.
Huh?
No, he's not the father of any of the kids. He's a new guy. The guy that was out of town that...
No, there's one of them. One is the father, but he treats them both the same.
Gotcha.
Whatever.
Okay. That's great. No, we're... One kid will be a doctor, the other will be a lawyer. That's my prediction. All right, and really, there's no correlation between crackpot, half lesbo, nut jobs, spitting out kids, and sane families doing it. No correlation in terms of the child's success.
No, in terms of child happiness, mental health, all that is irrelevant, Adam. How dare you?
Zero. Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
Yeah. Let me say something. So, you know, Sunday night, I'm always in here PO'd.
Well, because we've had 2 nights to sleep.
I'm coming in with a fresh battery and I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
But I heard, who's the mayor of this crappy city we live in?
Han?
Yeah. Han is has a plan, by the way, for speeding up traffic. By the way, he's announcing he's going to synchronize some signals and get Wilshire moving or something like that. First off, when did the traffic problem hit? Was that over the summer, or has it been 40 years? By the way, you got a plan? Oh, that's interesting.
Mm.
Yeah, what else you got a plan for? Oh, you got something? Oh, some terrorism? You got something for that? Or what about the smog? You got a plan. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So he's now going to start doing something, but... I as I was driving through my 5500 Red Arrow this weekend, by the way, times two. Oh, in Burbank. That's my favorite place to do it. Here's what I've realized, and it's been a while, so I got to get people going with this campaign or they're going to forget about it. Orlando, you can do it. You can be one of my celebrity Arrow runners.
I'm listening, Minion.
Everybody, please drive through the Red Arrows when your signal is green.
Yield now. Yield to oncoming traffic.
Yes, but drive through the arrow if it is clear. No pedestrians, no oncoming traffic. Turn left just as you did or could have done at the intersection before that had no arrow.
Or before they put the GD arrow in that intersection.
That's right.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Now, let me tell you something. It's tough to drive through your first five, and people are freaked out. I don't want to do it. Drive through it, and you realize you're home free. There's nothing there.
Liberating.
It's just air you're pushing through, and you're home twice as fast. I drive through every goddamn one of them, because why should I sit there and rot away waiting for your stupid arrow? And here's another thing, too. I go out of my mind in this city. First off, there, Han is going to get Fairfax and where. How about a little campaign? And we do nothing but campaigns. Let me tell you what Los Angeles does. Los Angeles has a lot of idiots from around the world and around the country moving to it. And we spend millions of dollars begging people that don't speak a lick of English not to fall asleep on train tracks. That is our big thing. Like, if the arm goes down and the lights are flashing and there's a toll gate that pops, don't run the barrier and run into the blue line. The train's going 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, that seems like somebody who's armed and suicidal. That problem's going to take care of itself.
It seems like it too. We have lots of campaigns trying to get people not to climb over barbed wire fences and nap on train tracks. That kind of stuff.
After two or three of them die,
we got a lot.
The message will be out.
We got a big campaign about 4th of July. Yeah, don't put an M80 up your rectum and again fall asleep on the train tracks. Could you not do that? We have unlimited funds for that, but there's no campaign that says shake your ass. Hey, here's a campaign I'd like. Since everybody in Southern California comes from either another state or another country where evidently it's illegal to turn right on a red, how about a campaign that says, guess what, it's legal here? How about that? How about we let everybody who's a visitor, and I'm behind all you every day when I try to get to my crappy job, and I know you come from New Jersey, and it's illegal that, I don't know why, but it's illegal where you're from. And by the way, let me say this. Now I'm really angry. Mm-hmm. If you're in another state and there's something that's legal here,
right,
and it's not legal in your state,
right,
you got to take a look at it.
Glory.
Because everything is illegal here.
Hallelujah.
Imagine the shame of being in a state, and that's all I would say, by the way. If I was in New Jersey and I was trying to get right turn
come on
legalize,
now.
I'd say, hey, guess what? The fags in California are doing it.
Preach
are
on.
You kidding me? You kidding me? They got a law that we got a law they don't have.
Glory.
Put a gun in your mouth.
Testify.
There's a law that we have Testify, that they Adam. Don't have because
Testify.
They got every goddamn law there is.
Watch with the GDs
We
now.
Take visiting laws, you understand. We take laws that other states don't want and other countries
have, we take them. They're ours. Illegal. Orphan laws.
That's Orphan
right.
laws. Bring
That's
us
right.
your crappy laws. We write more jaywalking tickets than they write in all of America.
Wow.
And Europe combined. And I'm not even going to count Asia because I don't even know if they have
tickets for smoking on beaches. Mm-hmm.
They got tickets for smoking on beaches
tickets
over
smoking.
They got tickets for everything.
Tickets for everything.
So if you're in a state where you can't turn right on a red, you better figure it out. But here's the thing. It is legal here in California. You can turn right on a red.
Right
and
on a red.
Nobody who's driving seems to be aware of that.
Nobody.
And that pussy Han, who wants to get everything moving, is so busy keeping people off their train tracks and not blowing their ass
on the
4th
track.
Of July. That he can't put an ounce. How about it?
How about that?
A campaign?
How about an awareness campaign?
How about that? Turn right, you pussies!
Right
How
on
about
the,
it? It's red.
The
it's
right.
safe. Shake your ass.
Right on the rail.
You don't want to build another?
Go
you don't
want to
build another railroad? You don't want to build another subway?
Don't want to do it.
What do you figure that subway is? A foot? What do you figure it costs? $10 billion an inch?
Too much to count.
What do you think a second story on the 405 would cost?
Not so much.
Wait a minute, brother. That's expensive.
We need that.
We need it, but not still a lot. Still,
we can put it off a little bit.
Flag on the plate.
Here's the point. Here's the point. Let's get the rhythm back now. Here we go.
Put it off a little bit.
The point is we wouldn't need to do anything if we could get people moving.
Well, all right now.
We could get people moving 25% faster, and that's it. This is a factory, and we ain't adding any square footage to it. But we're going to speed up the conveyor belt, and we're going to need all the employees to pay attention
and
pick it up. And all I'm saying is, let's put some goddamn posters up in the lounge.
That's right.
And let people know that we're speeding up the belt.
That's right. Let's acquire saying, Sister Gilmore.
And here's the deal. If you're napping on a red and you could turn right, you're getting a ticket.
That's
If you're that guy who likes to count to 10 Mississippi after the light changes green before you go, you're getting a ticket. And if you're the guy who's going 46 in the fast lane on the freeway, you're getting a ticket.
Show them what you're working with.
Where's that voice? Where's that campaign? No, all we got is the Highway Patrol's cracking down on speeders.
Make the right.
Speeders.
Work yourself.
In what
Make
state?
The right.
What are you talking about, speeders? It took me 4 days to get to my goddamn mailbox.
4 days.
What speeders?
Speeders.
You're cracking down on speeders? Where you gotta go
crackin'
to find
speeders? Cracking
and
crack rock.
You guys go to Nevada.
Nevada.
That's where you find speeders and not here anymore. Mm-mm. They all went to Nevada. We can't speed anymore because no one's driving.
Make the right. Watch yourself.
Love a
Make
Christ.
Make the right. Show them what you're working with.
True. Man, would you stop that?
Well, that's good. You're undermining guys in the back there with a bow tie.
All right. That's when
All right. I feel good about that.
Feel better?
Yeah, it's Sunday.
I feel better.
The Lord's Day.
Let me just say, I've calmed down now. But
right?
I've calmed down. But okay, I am going to say,
speak on
you
it,
don't think that we could get the city moving 20% more efficiently through the enforcement of these kind of things and an awareness campaign.
Don't you think that could bleed into sort of all aspects of one's life?
It could.
We could even sort of encourage people to...
Pick it up. Mock Schnell. Yeah. Mm. And I'm saying, like on those big freeway signs, just a big shake your ass.
We need an acronym for hustle.
That works.
Just let's go.
You know what I mean?
Let's get it on. Let's
Have,
hustle.
Get a move on.
You sell. Let's
hustle it up. I sit at those red lights waiting for a-holes to turn right. Nobody honking. I'm six cars back. I'm on the horn. Not one horn. Everyone just planted. By the way, what goes on in this town that people have just unlimited time to either get to work or get home or what? What is going on? Is it all just the crazy cultures that have jobs where they don't have jobs, where they just nap all day, or they're used to taking a donkey or riding like a three-wheel moped or something? Is that what's going on in this in this city? Are we just?
I just don't think people care about being late anymore.
They did, yeah.
I just like if five. It's now if you're supposed to be there at 5, if you're there between 5 and 5:30, that's cool.
It's traffic.
Yeah. Hey, traffic. Right. What can
Maybe
I do?
Maybe bosses need to just start firing people for being late. Whatever it is that we got to put a fire under people in this city. And it's great work that the great James Hahn has decided to sync up the signals. And how come no one raises their hand and says, "Hey, genius, why don't you sync them up when you put them in?" What do you mean? You're deciding now? Oh, that's wonderful. Why don't people start yelling at people? And what about this red arrow? How come no one says anything? How come? Please, people, drive through it. I drive through every single one of them.
I'd love to hear from some LAPD, see if they've seen a little more of this lately.
I pray to Christ they have. And let me tell you this. Here's why it's safe to drive through those arrows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was talking about this with my buddy, the Wheeze, today when I was screaming at him about driving through the arrows.
His name's the Wheeze?
Well, I call him the Wheeze, real name Don. But here's the thing. Here's why. And Drew, open your mind. Put that pen down.
I'm just
focus
thinking
about
that acronym for
okay, Drew. I don't need that. Focus on me for a second. Uh-huh. And just think about this.
Okay.
Think about this.
All right.
Cops write tickets for... here's what I think. Here's the two tickets they write. They're the guys who sit there with the radar gun.
Right.
The cowards. The vermin who sit there hiding up the driveway of
How
the apartment.
How about the guy that traps you on the left turn that I got trapped
on? All right. Come on, Drew. It's not about you. It's about me. Okay, the guy. So cops write tickets with the radar gun, right? That's one way they write it. And then the other way is just they're driving around, their head swiveling around. They see something. Mm-hmm. They see somebody pull a maneuver. They see somebody speeding. They see somebody do something, right?
Right.
Now, when you get a ticket, you won't get a ticket for turning left on an arrow because in the cop's mind, you're neither speeding nor are you doing anything.
They don't see it as
it as doing anything. Now, you're a cop. If you're not directly behind you, you're coming the other direction or coming any direction, it just looks like you're turning left with a green signal when there's no oncoming traffic.
You've
got
to give people the direction that you normally give them is to look around for police.
Look around, but now I'm thinking just look in the rear view.
Yeah.
Because you will not stand out as doing anything wrong because mm-hmm. the cop has been watching people turn left when it's safe in the signal screen for the last 8 hours.
By the way, the more sophisticated signals will turn green when there's no oncoming traffic, like it should.
Yes, and the other direction is just going to be green.
Right.
So my point is the only way a cop could bust you is if he was right behind you and looking at the signal.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So everybody, stop being such pussies and do it. Please.
I think you made a good case for
please.
This.
Please. Yeah. And look, I'm not just talking. I do hundreds a week. Hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And drive-by parked cars, by the way. The lemmings, the pusses, the people have nowhere to go that are stacked up waiting for the man to tell them it's okay to go home. Drive right past them. Go right past them.
Just keep rolling.
Everybody do it.
They honk
please.
At them.
Wow. Please, everyone do it. And by the way, this is what you do with horrible laws. You ignore them.
Civil disobedience.
Civil disobedience. Rosa Parks.
You got to. That's right.
That's
Rosa
right.
Rosa Parks.
I'm the white
If
Parks.
You're black and Latino and you're listening, ignore this man because they'll be writing your ass a ticket as soon as they're
will,
looking
they
for you,
the
brothers.
Out of you. They will beat the
so
beat
I'm telling
the
you,
right, out of you.
He's right. No, they look for two things.
But white guys need to do this.
White guys, y'all need to step it up. For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, get with the program. Like, don't be pussies. But brothers and Latinos, chill out.
Take it easy now.
Ease up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know what the deal is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And enough with those rims that look like they're spinning when you're standing
they
still.
They spinning, baby. They spinning.
Oh, I got it.
Uh-oh. Drew's got an acronym for hustle.
Hurry up, slackers.
Yeah.
Stop loping. Wait a minute. Stop.
Loping.
Loping. I like
what,
that.
What are you, like, from the 50s? What is it? Loping. No one uses loping
hurry
anymore.
Up, slackers. Stop.
John, I'm going to move ahead. You can
stop
you
loping. Can
consume yourself
in rims.
With what will be a disappointing acronym at the end.
Loafing. Stop loafing, everyone.
All right. And by the way, let me tell you something, too. When you do an acronym, you don't have to spell it right.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't need the E at the end, but that still works. So, hurry up, slackers.
Stop
loafing
everyone.
Everyone. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. There's two S's in hustle?
Yeah, I think. For sure.
Huh? No. One S.
Yeah, I think there's one S.
Trust me on that.
One S. Hassle is two S's.
I was going to ask Engineer Chris.
Yeah. Hassle is two S's.
I think hustle is one S.
Yeah, take my word for it.
It's one S.
Think about the hustler store.
Yeah.
That helps you out at all.
Yeah. All right, Drew. All right, Dr. Drew.
Does that have a T in it, hustler?
Yeah.
I'm 3-0 tonight.
It does.
That has a T in it.
All right. Well, that's true, too. I still think it's one S. John, but here's the thing. If I'm correcting you on spelling, you better put a bullet in your head, Drew.
Yeah, it's bad.
Because no one dumber than me.
Spelling-wise. We got to take a break.
All right.
I'll look up hustle.
All right.
Okay. Nicole, hold on. We'll be back for your question.
That's right. It's 1S.
One S.
One S with a T.
All right. Now.
Yeah. I told one you. S with a T. H-U-S-T-L-E.
All right. But now, give us a all better
right,
acronym.
I will.
I work on that during the break. Orlando Jones here and I will be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Orlando Jones is here tonight from Father of the Pride.
Hello, man.
Tuesday nights on NBC at 9 o'clock. Dave Navarro in tomorrow night. Drew has not come up with
a good one.
Good acronym for hustle ever since he realized how hustle was spelled. His first one was shake your ass foreigners, and I explained that's got nothing. That's not even close to the acronym for hustle. So, Drew, what do you have so far? Do you have anything?
Nothing. Hurry up, slackers.
Hurry up,
shake
slackers.
Ass.
Okay.
No, what's up? Relax.
All right. It's just, we gave it all a break.
I was listening to you talk. You always insist I listen to look at you whenever you're speaking.
He does have a
why aren't you listening now?
He was focused.
See? All right. John?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I've recently got into a fetish. I find it erotically gratifying to wear women's clothing.
All right.
Yeah.
And what's your
and
question?
I was wondering if that could be I know it's not normal, but I was wondering if that's like psychologically unhealthy or if I could be still totally normal and still be doing that.
No, you can't be totally normal and doing that, but you don't have to be seriously ill and be doing that. Can you have relationships?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
And how long have you been with her?
I've been with her since last October.
And things are going okay?
Things are going pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys sexual together?
Oh, yeah.
What are you wearing in the you know, well, the women's line?
Just anything, you know, bras, panties, dresses, makeup occasionally.
I'm beginning to believe that some of this has something to do with how visual males are. And that these experiences of terror in childhood around their relationship with mom, whether it's mom being overly intrusive or overly sexual with them, it's in sort of a covert way, results in feelings.
My mom was very close with me a lot, and my dad, he wasn't around a lot since he was in the Navy, and, you know, I was with my mom mostly through my childhood, and she kind of beat me a lot.
There are books out there on covert incest. It's not actual incest, it's sort of a covert thing.
Dad was in the Navy.
Yeah, and so this is her surrogate. This is her surrogate. Yeah, surrogate husband is the little man at home now.
Yeah.
And that becomes terrorizing into a kid, and the visual impressions of mom then become sort of emblazoned in the source of attraction later in childhood.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, here's the thing, though. I'm not sure if there's a fetish cleansing. I don't know if we can deprogram you. On the other hand, you can keep things in check. You cannot spin out.
You can get therapies to sort of undo these sort of aspects. There's again, you might want to look through some of these books on covert incest, covert child abuse, basically, is what it is. There's a book called Drama, The Gifted Child, that talks about this kind of stuff sometimes.
All right, that's good enough.
Look into this. Some therapy can take care of these things very quickly sometimes.
You can also not act on your bizarre impulses.
Yes.
Can you?
You can, and you can try to have real relationship which are truly intimate, but the probability is that his real self is sort of guarded and put away somewhere. And,
all right.
You know, or you can pick a side.
I'm going to pick whatever one you look better at. Yeah. That's my feeling with everything.
Just pick
if
the best.
If you make a better fill in the blank, that's what you should become.
That's an interesting theory.
For me, it's a Korean woman.
I can see that.
Yeah. Me too.
Roger?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah. What's up, Dr. Drew? Hey, Mr. Kroll. How's it going?
What's going on? You're calling from North Hollywood.
Yes, I am.
Oof.
It's 71 degrees on here, by the way.
Blah. My old hometown. Whereabouts in North Hollywood?
On Van Nuys and Tonga. Yeah.
That's bad. People from my part of North Hollywood make part of that part of North Hollywood. Yeah. They're cleaning it up, though.
Yeah, they're
getting it together over there. All right. Oh, yeah. Close to the In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. So what's up?
Well, just before I start, Mr. Jones, you are awesome on Father of the Pride. Very funny.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you very much. We have a good time doing it.
I've been listening to the show for a while, and Adam, when you usually go off to your rants and you're done with them, you say, it takes all kinds. But what do you mean by that?
Well, it's an old expression from probably, I would say, the 30s. Would you say it goes to the 30s? Could go to the 20s.
Yeah.
I don't think it's earlier
it's
in
old.
The 20s. It became very popular, like, in the 50s, but I imagine...
I was thinking 50s is really where it sort of...
But wouldn't you think it was around before
it
that?
It must have been. It's a little bit of Ozzie and Harriet-ish sort of comment, or Leave it to Beaver-ish kind of thing. Well, son, it takes all kinds.
Look up the origin of takes all kinds.
Oh, Chris, like, what the hell are you talking about?
All right. And what it means is, it used to just be the... here's what it was. It was sort of the punchline on 50s and 60s sitcoms, where Drew and I would be... it was even a cartoon thing.
Yeah.
It would be like... one thing would be a couple of guys standing on the corner. Another guy walks by in the middle of summer. He's wearing a fur coat and a lampshade on his head. And the one guy turns to the other guy and says, well, takes all kinds.
Right.
It just closes it out. It just means takes it's different strokes to rule the world.
We celebrate our differences.
Right. I don't know why it takes. I don't know why they say takes, but it just means...
it takes all kinds of people to make the world go around. It takes all kinds of people to make a society. It takes all kinds of people for us to live together.
Subtle message is, we cannot judge.
Right.
We do not judge.
That's it.
Adam,
right. Takes all kinds.
Right.
You're
but
very
it,
general,
but,
so don't judge.
But it's not that harmonious. It just means, well, there's all kinds of crazy people out there.
But we can't judge them.
All right. You got that, Roger?
Yep. Makes sense. Thank you.
All right. Like to see you get out of North Hollywood.
Me too.
Yeah. What high school are you going to?
Well, actually, we had this discussion about a year ago. I'm going to Cleveland High.
Oh, okay.
That's a feeder school, isn't it?
That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise...
Oh, you called in a year ago?
Yeah, and on Adam's birthday.
I remember this.
Oh, really?
That's where I first heard about Cleveland High.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Thanks. We played them in football. I remember that.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, it takes all kinds.
All right. Here's the thing. I'm sure it's named after a president, but the Cleveland High, that is. But it's always was always confusing to me that there was a Cleveland in, you know, the San Fernando Valley. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's like there's a Paris in Texas.
Yeah. It didn't work out well. I mean, here's the thing. If you got a presidential name that you want to name a high school after, it's got to be in the corresponding city. Like any Washingtons need to be in Washington, any Cleveland.
And by the way, a lot of presidents to choose from. Two Grover Clevelands? Really?
High school?
I thought it was James Cleveland.
What'd he do?
He was the father of Jefferson.
Oh, really? I thought he did something with peanut butter.
But what's Grover?
That was George Washington Carver.
Well, whenever there's a black dude who did something and I can't think of what it is, I go peanuts.
You go peanuts?
It's safe.
George Washington Carver.
Yeah. No, I'm hip. He what came up 10,000 things to do with peanuts.
Grover Cleveland? Grover was the dude on Sesame Street in a garbage can. Cleveland, I don't know about.
Cleveland the president?
Yeah.
I didn't even know when he was. Just
1890s, basically.
Yeah. 1890s?
I think he was one of the presidents that...
big fat guy.
Yeah. Right?
Everyone hated him. He's a party boss guy.
Yeah, I think he was the guy who lost popular sovereignty but won the Electoral College vote. I think he was one of those guys.
Wow.
It happened in 2000.
Orlando.
But he was sort of not a popular guy. No. Teddy Roosevelt hated him.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Popular sovereignty voted in another president in Electoral College.
He was a boss leader in New York, I think.
Yeah, he was a shady kind of cat.
What? Two high schools in Los Angeles.
And in Los Angeles, by the way. Did he grow up out here?
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
You know, he's an East Coast guy.
Well, you know how it works. He spent some money out here.
Right. There you go.
That's always how it works.
All right. Look up Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland.
President. Yeah.
How about It Takes All Kinds? You got the source of that?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of websites that have different people saying that. So there's no origin of it.
Words. So, no.
Don't look up Cleveland yet. Let me look up those websites.
All right.
All right, take a break.
All right, Drew, let's find it. What?
You talk to the acronyms about hustle, and I'm gonna go. You think
okay.
4 and 5.
4 and 5. Okay. Someone has an acronym for my new hustle campaign.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
What up?
My acronym for hustle is hurrying up street traffic and life efficiently.
Ooh. Ooh. Like that. Traffic. The traffic is nice.
Yes, traffic goes nice in there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. All right.
And then the life part's like for a shake your ass for everything else.
Right. The life is the weak part, but everything else is super strong.
Yeah, I don't know. The L kind of threw me off, but I try.
Right. No, that's solid. That's much better. You're 19. You're calling from Fresno.
Yeah.
And you're way ahead of Drew.
Way ahead. Much better.
What was his E again?
Efficiency, right?
Efficiency, gotcha.
Efficiently.
Oh, efficiently.
Efficiently.
Yeah, with the L-Y.
Gotcha. Yeah. See, I would like to work an insult into the hustle acronym. Like, I'd like hurry up, spineless, traffic, losers.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I
would like to shame them a little bit. Todd?
Yeah.
You're 26. What's up?
Okay, I got it. This one kind of stays in the vein. It's like, it kind of helps out with both, and it's like, it gets to the point. Here we go. Hurry up, slackers. Today, loafing ends.
I like that.
Wow.
He's building off mine,
powerful.
Too.
Yeah. Okay.
Work slaction.
Yeah, give it up for that one.
Loafing. Slackers and loafing.
That's
key word.
That's solid.
Today, loafing ends. Okay.
That's solid. Booyaka. Thank you for calling in there, buddy.
Booyaka.
Well, that was good. I mean, we're normally profoundly disappointed by anytime anyone calls with a suggestion or an announcement, but those were both strong. Drew, we got a heroin call over here.
Next, after the break, huh?
All right. We got a 28-year-old boyfriend broke up
with her. Did you say heroin?
Heroin, yeah.
You want to wait till after the break? I mean, I'm not telling you how to do your job.
He may OD during the break, Drew.
You want to talk to her now?
Drew's got to find out where Takes All Kinds came from.
I'm on to Grover Cleveland.
Figuring out why we need two Southland high schools named after Grover Cleveland.
Yeah, that's a good one to pull out.
Most didn't like or remember, and unless he's from the San Fernando Valley, which I highly doubt.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Find out where he's from, and maybe that high school isn't named after that Cleveland.
Mm.
Maybe there's another Cleveland. All right, let's take a little break. Orlando Jones is in studio tonight. Man, is this guy smart, knowing about the popular vote.
I was a guest in college,
and I mean, wow, that is sharp. We'll take a Father of the Pride, by the way. 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights on NBC. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dave Navarro in here tomorrow night. Poli Sci major Orlando Jones in here tonight. And it was just explaining to Dr. Drew and myself how democracy worked, actually.
Well, in this country, Electoral College.
I know there's two things that were never really discussed in junior high or high school. Geography, and the system for voting and Electoral College stuff and House and Senate and seats and all that. Never was discussed, but we had to focus on retarded things like cooking and learning to make
shop class
Parmesan popovers, where of course you wouldn't want to teach your students about how the government works. Instead, you would explain to them how to apply Parmesan cheese to Pillsbury dough. That's important.
That's like some sort of vocational rehab for the mentally deficient.
Yeah, it's what you do with people who have been injured, yeah. gotten head trauma yeah. and stuff. Huh. You warehouse them. Yeah. You put them in a group of 30.
Really, it's true.
You speak to them in those sort of...
let them play with clay.
Today, we're going to take out your pen. Timmy, don't hit yourself on the head with the pan. Take the pan out and put the grease on the pan. Now, that was my education, just standing in between, like, felons and retards. And you know what I discovered in cooking class? I'll tell you, everyone discovered this, that the pan fit in the sink almost like a piston fits in a cylinder, and that if you filled the sink completely and then put the pan on top of it and pressed it down immediately, all the water would just come sailing out. It was those kinds of things.
Hey, that South Park reference reminded me of Family Guy, and I wanted to tell you something. I forgot to tell you, Adam. I was at the UCLA football game this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and lo and behold, the UCLA marching band plays the Family Guy theme.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Really?
It's really coming in.
Hip. All right. So, funny Orlando show here, love that show. No Father of the Pride, but a decent animated show.
Does what it can.
We can't all be the original.
Guy,
yeah.
No, yeah. I like the Family Guy. I think it's a funny show.
Wendy?
Yeah, hi.
You're 18?
Yeah, I've only been 18 for about 6 months, too.
All righty.
Yeah. I've been doing heroin.
Hold on, Wendy, just for fun. I know you're junkie, but was that a joke or...
Was there a reason
was
you told us that?
Was there irony there, or is that just...
Well, yeah, because I'm going to jail tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And I've got two felonies on my record, and so I'm one of those felons in your class or whatever, but mm-hmm. I've got two felonies on my record. I'm only 18 for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sort of, you're gloating.
No, that's a horrible thing.
Okay.
All right.
What are the felonies for?
Drug charges.
Oh, okay.
All right. So what's happening?
Well, I've been using heroin since I was 14.
Good times.
And I've been using drugs since I was 7 or 8.
Oh my God! How did you? Oh my God!
My parents brought them in the house, and it wasn't like they gave them to me, but because they were around, you know, you see your dad do a line, you figure it's okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So I've been doing drugs for about 11 years. Well, I've been doing heroin for 4 years, and for the last like year or so, I haven't gotten my period.
Right, when you're doing heroin, you don't get your period typically.
Well, yeah, I know
you
that. Don't. But when I would quit doing heroin, like about 6 months ago, I stopped doing heroin. I got my period about a month later. Well, I haven't done heroin in 3 months, and I still haven't gotten my period.
Is your weight way down?
Actually, my weight went up.
Mm-hmm. How does the heroin...
It changes the dopamine metabolism. It suppresses the pituitary release of the cycling hormones for your ovaries. And
so. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You a real doctor or just a love doctor?
So that's right. And so, Wendy, are you on any other medication right now?
No, uh-uh.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You just came off heroin and you didn't replace it with anything else?
Well, I went to jail. And so in jail, I kicked heroin. It took me about a week to kick. And because I was doing an 8-ball a day when I went to jail.
It's a lot of fun then, kicking up from that.
Oh, yeah. It was the most... I got abused by my dad for like 9 years, and that wasn't half as painful as the 5 days of kicking.
Wow.
And what is that 8-ball? Was that like 3.2 grams or something?
I think that's what we decided.
3.5.
3.5 grams.
Yeah, if you got 3.2, they gypped you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of heroin.
Yeah, I got to split, fellas. Right. I got to settle something up.
Yeah, you may want to.
See you later.
Yeah.
So, Wendy,
Orlando needs some backup.
And so,
too.
Your concern is you're not menstruating now, even though you're taking nothing. Is that correct?
Yeah,
nothing? No
also,
pot? No nothing?
Nothing. Not at all. I'm actually on house arrest. I go to jail tomorrow, and I'm on house arrest right now, so I haven't even had the chance to do anything, even if I wanted to.
But you're not on no methadone or nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. So, what, you got the ankle bracelet on?
No, I have to report to pretrial services. They don't even call me or anything like that. Like, I could go anywhere I wanted to if I wanted
could.
To.
You could. Why not that ankle bracelet?
Because that's EHM, electric home monitoring, and it costs $140 a week. I couldn't afford that.
Oh, I see.
Oof.
I see.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, and so you're going to the joint tomorrow?
Yeah.
For how long?
Well, I'm going to be in a chemical dependency program for...
Great. Oh, that's awesome.
I'm actually really excited.
News. That is awesome. Well, you'll see a doctor there, no doubt, and talk to him about the lack of cycling. It's not uncommon, though, for it to take 6 months to get back on board.
Well, the other thing that I was wondering about is I've never had a pap smear. Could that be part of it?
No, but you definitely need a pap smear if you're sexually active just to make sure
what is a pap smear?
Pap smear, they reach in, you take a speculum, open the vagina up, and reach in with a stick and scrape some cells off or a brush.
Oh,
and you,
gross.
Well, because you can get cervical cancer very easily at your age, and if you have the wart virus, you will be prone to cervical cancer.
Yeah.
And if you have the precancerous changes, they can be cured.
Listen,
but if the cancer
you've
gets
been
away, it's
junk
dead.
For 4 years. You'll be all right with this.
Yeah, you'll handle the speculum exam.
Yeah. If a figure five A student who's a prodigy on the harp
can
do it. Handle it, yeah. The junkie can handle it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm just so happy they're giving her a treatment as an option. That's awesome.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
And she sounds like she's
hey, congrats. That's tough to beat it and still be making the choices that you're making.
That's a big deal.
All right. Where are we going next here?
Kayla.
Kayla? All right. Kayla.
Hey.
19, what's up?
Okay, I have two simple questions. First, I was wondering, okay, my boyfriend is 23. When we have sex, like, you know, like from the back or whatnot, he, like, if I try to put my hand back there or anything, he'll like, get really upset and move my hand and says that it throws him off and he'll go soft.
Well, what do you mean, put your hand back there?
Like, if I try to, like, touch myself or something, like, you know, like anything.
Touch yourself, sort of help yourself along. You're in doggy position now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
You're masturbating yourself.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, some guys freak out about that.
Throws him off.
Well, this one of the guys that thinks he should be able to, you know.
Yeah, and like it's really confusing because like a lot of the time when we get ready to have sex, he doesn't like try any foreplay or anything. He'll even try to put it in soft. Like, I don't get it.
Put it in soft? How do you?
Yeah,
like,
basically,
I,
what?
Exactly. Like,
it's like trying to.
You need
shoot
a more seasoned
no bullets,
artisan in the field. That's
more than that. Why would you even hang with this guy?
Like, I don't know.
Did he hit you with a club and drag you home to his house?
Cave.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, Kayla. Seems. And is this your boyfriend? I know you're calling him your boyfriend, but is your boyfriend?
Yeah, like we've been together almost a year or whatnot. You know, like I don't know. Like in the beginning, like we used to like do things and whatnot, but now he's weird. Like he won't even let me like go down on him. He doesn't like to feel wet. That's what he says. Like, we won't...
Okay, look, here's the thing, everybody. Guys who have too many rules in the bedroom need to be tossed out of the bedroom.
Yes.
That's the deal. The guys who have that, like, I like the... It goes either direction, the whole
spectrum. By the way, women, the rules are, hey, listen, you're in charge. The guy listens to you.
Yeah, here's...
That's
here's,
it, you here, got the goods.
Here's what's in it for them. They get laid, they get a BJ. Now they shut up. And they start going down on you,
or whatever you want.
Well, yeah, whatever you want.
It sounds to me if it's not that fulfilling to you, and you feel trapped within your own sexual relationship, you should seek out one that's more fulfilling.
Yeah, and this stuff, although it seems like something that is just contained to the bedroom, we all know it smacks of larger, more global problems in a guy. Show me the guy who doesn't like wet, he doesn't like you touching, he's all weird, he's trying to stuff it in, limping. By the way, what's in it for him with the? Limp stuffing. You know what I'm saying?
It's all weird.
All right.
Doesn't like
That's
it
what
wet,
we call sport humping doesn't with like half it, a stoker.
Doesn't like it wet.
Let me say this. Speaking of stuffing, I was trying to... I got into
Time
a...
Time for a cranberry.
No. I'm going to get my cranberry recipe soon. And holidays are coming up. And a quick pie speech, too. But let me say this. I was maybe on two occasions this weekend. Once I opened a thing of multiple vitamins. I had to try to get the cotton out of there. Then with the aspirin, middle of the night, like a hungover, trying to... And the small aspirin one where you can't get your fingers in there, and I start putting like a ballpoint pen in there. Then sometimes you're eating your first or second aspirin or multivitamin, you realize, oh, yes, there's a piece of cotton stuffed in my mouth. Haven't improved on the cotton stuffed in there in 90 years. Nothing we could do. There's nothing. That's it. Just I got to sit there like some kind of just raccoon trying to get at a fish, you know. Just,
by the way,
just
I'm not sure that cotton is in any way necessary. When we get samples of medication in my office,
no cotton. What? And literally,
yeah, I thought they put that silica in there now.
They do.
Little drying agent or something. But they also put the cotton in sometimes. The over the counter stuff.
Oh no! All of the multivitamins and the aspirin and stuff is still cotton.
Right.
And I'm still like an idiot. And like I said, if it's a small aspirin thing and the opening's about the size of a dime, you got your pinky stuffed in there, which just serves to sort of ram it in there a little bit.
All you're doing is shredding it as you pull
it out.
You're
trying to shred it in little pieces, and then inevitably, like I said, you're eating. Now it ends up getting caught on that little there's like a little foil thing, the hymen you have
that
to punch.
That you can never pull away.
You never fully get off. So there's a jagged edge that catches the cotton.
Yep.
So now when you...
It shreds and pulls apart.
How long were you working on this?
About three days.
How many cumulative months have been spent digging stuff out of vitamin
drugs? I got a lifetime.
Yeah.
I got a lifetime.
I think this may have been designed by the same people who did the smoke detectors, which I think is the problem.
I'm just in a good callback, by the way, Orlando. All I'm saying is let's improve on that cotton. Let's do something.
Agreed.
Or put a goddamn hook on it or something. Put a tampon string on it.
That's all you need.
Put a tampon
string.
That's
all you need.
That's just something. Let me get it out of there.
Absolutely.
Is it really? I have to get tools out?
Is it that much different than a vagina?
I got to get tools out to get the cotton out of the thing, or I got to go get the shop vac or something.
You're right.
All right, Drew, am I right
absolutely right.
I like the tampon string idea. I think that's good.
That's it.
I have eaten, by the way, I've consumed the equivalent of a comforter, a California King comforter over the years in cotton.
Sofa pillow.
No, the comforter.
Comfort, sofa pillow, that's right.
All right. We'll take, your sofa pillow is not better than a comforter.
You're right.
You got to do better.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Can't do better.
You can. But that ain't it.
Would it be better?
42-ounce California King
comforter. That's the point. You either do better or nothing. That's what I'm saying, Drew.
Fair enough.
All right. Drew's mad now. I'll talk to him during the break. We'll be back. Yeah. Well, that's a show. Where'd the time go? Pow, gone.
I don't know.
That was one of those shows that started fast.
Ended quick.
Took a little and then pow, over.
Gone.
Dust
good time,
in the wind.
Good. Thank you guys
Never
for having me.
Never to be reclaimed.
A lot of fun.
Oh, always a good time. Orlando Jones, you come back anytime you like.
It's been like 6 years or something, hasn't it been?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Way the last time I saw you,
it's a TV show.
TV show, yeah.
Well, you're in town, so...
I'm in town for once,
do it more regularly.
I would love to, man, yeah. Thank you.
Father of the Pride, everyone. Tuesday nights, NBC, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, check it out.
Orlando over there. And yes, The Catch. What?
The Catch?
The Catch. Oh, no, later on this year.
All right,
I'll come back. We'll
come back and plug that. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Drew, please.
Mm-hmm.
Please, then. Saying... Mahalo.
Turn right, you pussies!
Right
How
on the...
How about it? It's red.
The
it's
right.
Safe. Shake your ass.
Right on the rail.
You don't want to build another...
Go
you don't
want to
build another railroad? You don't want to build another subway?
Don't want to do it.
What?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.